Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Stephen Colbert was being interviewed by Conan O'Brien, and Conan shared a story about how Stephen once told a fictional story about Conan on Sean Hayes' podcast. But the thing is that a lot of people weren't realizing it was a fictional story, so they've been coming up and asking Conan in person if this actually is true.
Stephen Colbert tells this story, because what's true is that he and I were skiing once together, and we were on a ski lift, and then... Right. And suspended in the air, and he tells this insane story about me taking my pants off on the ski lift and then defecating on children who were sitting below. Okay? Fantastic. So I run into these people. This is a couple of weeks ago. I run into these people, and they said,
the
oh, my
children?
God. No.
It was the children?
It was the children. They're like, they're covered. No, I ran into these very nice people who were chatting. They recognized me, and they start chatting with me. They're like, oh, my God, we were listening to the funniest podcast, and Stephen Colbert told me this story about, and they told the thing that Stephen had said, and I'm laughing really hard and going, yeah, yeah. And then they stopped, and they went, is it true? And I was like... Yes. I just decided to say yes. It's true. Because you can't deny that.
Wow.
I mean, it's pretty easy to deny that.
Yeah, I never pooped on kids.
But the thing is, he's right. Who's going to believe him? You know? I mean, because...
I think I'd believe with Conan if he said to me, look, Steve, I never pooped on children. I'm like, you know what, Conan? That does seem kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he didn't intend to poop on children. Wow. It's just like he... Sometimes you have to go. I mean, look, I've been in a situation where you have to go. And if you're stuck on that, you know, plus if you're nervous and scared, your body will make you like, if you have to go to the bathroom, your body will go, you're going to the bathroom. Because I've had that happen one time in my life because I thought a wolf was about to eat me.
Right. So you might poop your pants. But at any point on a ski lift, are you going to take your pants off and then just start pulling a Dave Matthews over a bridge thing?
Yeah, it's a good point. That depends. What kind of pants were they? Were they, you know, if Conan, you know, might have bought a nice pair of pants? That's a good ski outfit. Do you want to ruin that? But yeah.
I was going to say, he probably wanted to keep skiing the rest of the day.
That's true. And these damn kids are always in the way. What better way to get rid of them than to poop on them?
Yeah. So that's you're right. I guess we wouldn't believe Conan would do it. Is there any celebrity that we would believe would actually do that? You know, even if it was a false story?
Gary Busey.
I believe anything about Gary Busey. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Gary Busey's a great pick.
I was thinking Meatloaf, because he gets so angry that, you know what? He's like, you don't want to mess with him, or he's going to mess with you, you know?
Yeah. Oh, poor Meatloaf.
With the meat.
Yeah, all right.
Do you understand me?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
You do not want to with me!
Yeah, you don't want to blank with him, because he's...
You look in my eyes, I am the last person in the world you ever want to with!
But if I look in his eyes, at least I don't have to worry about that.
That's a good point. Yeah, I think after hearing that, I could imagine that Meatloaf could send some Meatloaf wherever he wants.
What a weird rumor to put out there about Conan O'Brien, though. I love Stephen Colbert.
Super trolling. I mean, obviously, you've got to be good enough friends
in
order to do that. And, you know, I mean, geez, this is... And, you know, good for Conan. He's like, well, I'm not going to deny this story. What? You know what? What the heck?
One Texas says, BJ, you should be able to appreciate it after all your own teammates on your show decided to create that rumor that you dated your own cousin at prom.
Oh,
that is very true.
Not dated, just took her because he couldn't find anyone else.
Right.
Yeah.
Dated's
wrong.
It was one and done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are, that's a good point. You guys are really wonderful people swearing you heard something and, you know, taking advantage of a person at my chronological situation that I might forget things and not remember whether you're lying or not.
Is that what you call old age now?
Yeah, my chronological situation. Yeah. A nice way to put it.
Sounds like a band name.
Right?
Yeah.
It's chronologically situated.
That's exactly where I'm at. I'm where I am in my chronology.
All right.
There you go.
I swear. One day that audio will be found and it'll be like the holy grail of audio.
Yep.
It's never going to be found because it doesn't exist. You know.
I'm very disappointed in our audience that they have not found that audio yet.
That's it. Well, you can't be mad at somebody for not finding truth to back up your lie. I mean, you know, people can only do so much.
I like how you're mad at our audience when we have Joe who literally goes through all of our audio.
Well, it'll be
it's
awesome
all your again. Fault,
yeah.
Joe.
You know, I see Joe all the time. I could create this blanket statement of an audience.
I gotcha.
And then if someone's like, you're mad at me, I'm like, no, you're not the audience I was talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, again, you really can't be mad at the audio engineer when he's like, I went through all the audio. Your lie is not here, sir.
I'm willing to give Joe $50 if he finds that audio.
Ooh.
If you give Joe $50, he'll create the audio. That's the spirit.
He'll come over and be like, hey, Dad, can you just say this into my phone?
Yeah, just got a few things I want you to say. Oh, yeah.
Just say, prom was fun. And then later on, I'll be like, hey, can you talk about that time you were hanging out with your cousin?
Yeah, I say, prom was fun with... my cousin.
I'll pitch in $50 for this audio, Joe.
Yep. Yeah.
That's $100.
Tell you what, if you pay me $100, I will just create the audio for you. I mean, if you go up a little bit more, I'll help you with this live.
It's not as much fun though.
Oh well, yeah, but I could use $100, dude. I mean, there's a lot of food I've been wanting to taste lately.
Yeah, okay. Come on. Or we could, like, I don't know.
Start a GoFundMe.
Go, yeah.
Start a GoFundMe to start a rumor about
to have Joe do his job.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That would really show you just how human beings are. If somebody would go fund your lie, you know, I mean, really.
It's not a lie, though.
Yeah,
it's
well.
It's God's honest truth.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure which God you're worshiping, sir, but I mean, that's.
The God of chronological situations.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was.
I mean, there are some gods that do like you lying, so I don't know. You know, they're out there, I suppose. But I have a bigger question that needs to be answered. Why? Why would a guy tase his own mom on Mother's Day? Well, Steve's going to tell you why. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now, well, then you must not be listening to BJ and Migs. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys, and thanks to food for today's Migs Report, because today is National Eat What You Want Day.
Yeah, baby.
Whatever it is, eat it. Yeah. Might I recommend a Hostess cupcake? Can you get those here?
A Hostess cupcake?
I think so, yeah. Because
they're everywhere, dude. The Hostess is all over the joint here.
You know, it's not on my radar, so I haven't really been on the lookout for them. But today's also National Hostess Cupcake Day. So I figure if we're going to eat what I want, well, then I'm telling you what to eat. So this is being way too confusing.
You probably forgot. Remember when we had all those different flavors of Hostess cupcakes brought in? Like, they always have a seasonal flavor that, like, they've been doing these days.
I do remember that. I just don't remember if it's, like, somebody that found it, like, on the East Coast and mailed it to us, or... I can never remember these things.
Hostess is the same company that does Twinkies and Zingers. So you know Hostess is out here, because I'm all about it.
Well, then enjoy a Hostess cupcake today.
Yeah, they're pretty,
it's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a good one. I think that's their slogan.
It's a good one.
I am never turning down a Hostess cupcake, just so you know.
It's a good one. Well, maybe this guy should have bought a Hostess cupcake for his mom, because this could be the worst Mother's Day ever for this one woman. She has a son. He's 22 years old. His name is Andrew. He lives in Wisconsin. He lives at home with his mom, who's 43 years old. I don't know what happened, but apparently he got really upset on Mother's Day. And part of the reason was that his mom wasn't helping him find his phone. He couldn't find his phone, so he's pissed off, right?
Okay.
So he ends up tasing his mom in the neck.
Oh, lovely.
That's one way to find the phone.
Yeah, that'll do it.
He was arrested. Now, you would say, okay, that's enough of a reason why this is a terrible Mother's Day for this mom. But a couple of days before that, Andrew's girlfriend, who's a 20-year-old woman named Colleen, she was arrested because, well, she punched Andrew's mom in the face.
Okay, this is just quite a family.
I wish I would have had this story yesterday when I went to the store, because I went to the one of those stores. I just didn't want to name them. But I went there to get a Mother's Day card. And the woman at the cashier started giving me a bunch of, like, crap. Because, like, you're getting your Mother's Day card today? It was yesterday, you know.
Oh, no, really?
And I'm like, yeah, I'm mailing this to my mom. It's just what we do. We're never on time. I'm trying to, like, justify why I'm buying the Mother's Day card to this woman. And I wish I had this story. Because I'd be like, hey, look, I didn't tase my mom. My woman didn't punch her in the face. I think we're doing okay.
But, hey, I do... I don't want to derail the news, but we'll come back to this, though. I do have some questions.
Yeah, we can derail. I don't really got much going on in that news.
You know what? You're
talking about a tiger.
You're such a professional.
Story about
the tiger.
Horse.
I know about the tiger.
I know about tigers, horses, and jaguars. That's the only story.
I was wondering if you'd do the tiger story, because I actually had breaking news from the source.
All right, fine. On Saturday or Sunday night, a tiger was loose in a neighborhood in Houston. Is this the story you're thinking about?
Exactly, because our buddy Eric was telling me about it.
All right, well, yeah, apparently there's a video of an off-duty cop pointing a gun at this tiger, telling its owner to get it back inside. The owner of the tiger is a guy by the name of Victor. He's 28 years old. Turns out that he's a murder suspect.
Yeah.
I swear this is not the plot to Tiger King season 2. It sounds like it, but it's not. So this guy, he shot and killed a guy back in 2017, but he says it was self-defense, so he's out on bond. Well, then the off-duty cop calls for backup. Victor then puts the tiger into his Jeep. They drive off. Eventually, they have to chase these two down because, well, you know, they're wanted now. They find Victor. They don't find the tiger. The tiger's now still missing. And then Victor's lawyer comes up with the greatest theory on all of this. Says, look, Victor didn't do anything wrong. People are making a lot of assumptions. Maybe he's the hero. He caught the tiger that was out in the neighborhood. He's trying to make it sound like the tiger's not Victor's. Like,
but
people in the know are like, I don't know. Victor already has two monkeys in his house. I wouldn't put it past him to have a tiger as well. But tigers are not legal to own, but monkeys are apparently legal in Houston.
Okay.
Learned something new. So that's what's going on with the tiger.
Do you remember yesterday we talked about what kind of idiot would have it, buy a tiger or something like that? Like, yeah. And then, of course, I talked to my buddy yesterday, and he goes, hey, did you hear we had a tiger loose? Some guy owned a tiger. I'm going, that is so nuts, because we thought no one would ever buy a tiger.
Right. What are the odds?
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. Good old Victor.
All right, we go from tigers to horses. The horse story is about Medina Spirit. That's the Kentucky Derby winning horse that failed a drug test. I bring this up again because the owner or the trainer of Medina Spirit is a guy by the name of Bob, and he came up with the greatest excuse to why Medina Spirit or Medina Spirit failed the drug test. He said the issue is because of a groom, which is the person who handles the day-to-day work inside the stalls.
Oh, the groom.
And he says that the groom peed in Medina Spirit's stall after taking some cough medicine. The horse then ate the contaminated hay, which then led to the positive test.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is. Yeah.
I believe him.
I do, too. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And this isn't the first time that he's blamed grooms, because I guess in the past, last year, two of his horses tested positive for a banned substance. And in those situations, he said that the grooms used a lidocaine cream on their hands before handling the horses, and the horses somehow ingested it.
Oh, yeah. That's, you know, pee and cream, that's what they're all about, the horses.
We go from horses to Jaguars.
Oh, here we go.
The Jacksonville Jaguars are expected to sign Tim Tebow to a one-year deal, not to play quarterback, but to play tight end.
That is amazing.
Extra amazing because Tim never played tight end in high school, college, or in his three-year career with the NFL when he played with the Broncos and stuff.
So is it for trick plays?
Could be.
Think?
It's also he's reuniting with his old coach, Urban Meyer, who's now the coach, you know, over at, with Jacksonville. So maybe Urban's got some ideas in mind. Trick plays, possibly. Also, Tim's a pretty big dude. So maybe he just felt like he's a guy that could, like, you know, block and do some tight end stuff.
All right. Well, hey, why not? I mean, look, the Jaguars, it's, you know, they're doing what they're, yeah, the Jaguars.
Mariners are in Los Angeles to play the Dodgers tonight at 7 p.m. Oh. And then on Thursday, though, they're going to be having a homestand against the Cleveland Indians. I bring this up because it looks like that will be the start and the promotion of one of the best prospects in baseball, Jared Kelenic, finally going to be brought up to play with the Mariners. It looks like he's a 21-year-old phenom, a lot of people say, number three prospect in baseball, currently hitting .474 with the Tacoma Rainiers with two home runs, six RBIs, and a couple of stolen bases as well, and he's done that in five games.
Boy, that is amazing. I mean, you know, two Gold Glove winners, a Rookie of the Year, and then they're bringing this guy up.
And this is supposed to be the guy.
Wow. I mean, that's a good, solid position player situation. I mean, if this kid's as good as they say he is.
And as far as weather, 66 degrees, going to be sunny. That's the Migs report, and that's what's up.
So,
It's a question about the card.
I do have a question about that. And, you know, maybe we can go around the room. I mean, it is a little odd the day after Mother's Day, then to go looking for a card. I mean, I don't, you know, I don't blame the woman's upset because I don't understand it. I don't understand that at all.
Well, I'll be honest. There was a moment of panic when it hit me that I had yet to buy a card for my mom. So I was like, crap, let me go to the stores tomorrow and hope for that. I was telling Vicky, I'm like, I sure hope that they still have cards on display, which they did. They still had the Mother's Day cards. Because I was thinking, if worse comes to worse, I'll just get her like a thank you card or like a thinking about you card and act like as if I didn't know it wasn't a Mother's Day card.
It's a girl card.
Wow. I mean, you have a wife who's a new mom. Yes. So I'm sure you got her something on Mother's Day.
Two cards. One from Tatum and Lulu. And
good
one.
Good job. Yeah.
Which I regretted. I was like, crap, I shouldn't have wrote on these. I could have used one for my mom.
Tatum and Lulu?
I don't understand. Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't understand how your brain doesn't go, oh, yeah, there's another mom I should be thinking about. No?
And so the worst part about all of this is I remember buying the cards for Sid and I also bought a card for my dad because my dad's birthday was Mother's Day. Because that's his birthday.
Oh, God. And your dad was maybe not the favorite parent
this whole
growing up. I mean, this
so
is a
deep.
I mean, your mom, well, you're the apple of her eye.
I know. And honestly, when I was buying all the cards, I thought even to myself, this is how my brain works. I'm like, oh, I still got to get one for my mom. I'll just get that later. As I'm still in the card line.
Yeah. I will. You're right there in the place.
BJ, wow. I don't know, man. I call it dad brain. I haven't gotten a lot of sleep. So these are the ways. These were the things that made sense in my head at the time until Sunday when I realized I had yet to buy my mom a card for Mother's Day.
There we go.
Did you call mom on Mother's Day?
Oh, okay. Boy. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Of course. It's a two for one. Happy Mother's Day and happy birthday.
Oh, fair enough.
Right. So how does your brother do in this department? That's what I'm wondering. Like, is he the same way or do you know?
I'd imagine better. I mean, they did see each other the day before. So, I mean, I'd hope that he'd be a terrible son if he didn't get her a card by then. Right, guys?
Oh, yeah, you're right. My God. I mean, how thoughtless.
I know this all sounds really weird, but this is just how our family is. I typically don't get a Christmas card from my parents until maybe, I'd say, like March.
That is nuts.
My birthday card I still haven't gotten, and that's that was in October. It just happens. Like,
well, then the apple falls right where it falls. Then I mean, so yes. she probably.
This is all my mother's doing. So like, this is just how my mom has always been, and I guess I just picked up that trait. So really, I'm just doing what she does. It's the ultimate tribute on Mother's Day.
Well, as long as she doesn't get mad at you, because Joey and Kathy, you know, my wife, his mom, they're the same way. They're always they don't care if they're late about stuff. And, you know, he never gets presents for her on time that he wants to get her. I mean, he ends up having to get a backup present because the present he wants to get, for some reason, he doesn't figure out the timing and it never gets to her on time. Yep. All the time. And she's happy with it. Like, she laughs and they have a good time over it. And Sarah and I are the people like, oh, we would be pissed. It's like, you can't figure this out on the day. And also, we're the kind of people that get all panicky if we don't get our stuff to somebody on the right day. But Joey and Sarah have no problem with tardiness. None whatsoever.
Yeah, dude, it's just how it always has been. Like, one time I did not get my Christmas card until mid-July. I'll never forget that. Like, that was the longest stretch. And it's just laughed off. It's just a stupid card. I think that's just kind of how we've always been. You know, it's just, you get it when you get it. And if you don't, I honestly wouldn't even remember. There's been times where my mom apologized. Like, I haven't gotten your card yet. And I'm just like, don't even bother. Like, we're 3 months away from my next birthday. You can just get that one.
That is so awesome. I mean, look, I think that's really cool. You're both cool with it. You both know, you know, how you feel about each other. I'm wondering, you know, frankly, if I'm the one that's really the slave to a system that says a card needs to be purchased for an event.
No, I think more people are probably on your page. They get things on time. Like, I don't know how many people were really honest. Oh, I'll tell you, there was not a single person in the aisle for Mother's Day cards yesterday when I was getting my Mother's Day card.
Except perhaps the card dude probably just picking them up, saving them for next year.
Yeah, he's like, sweet, one less card I have to stack away.
Yeah.
Honestly, I've done it where I go in and get my cards for the next year because they're cheaper.
Well, that's different, though. Because I feel like
Steve could have said that.
Right.
Steve, yeah. You could have used that as an excuse next time. Use that.
Get a couple of them.
Oh, yeah. Instead, I just kind of gave this woman the glare. And I had one person bring up a good point. Sounds like that lady should be upset. That's upset with her. That's not her place of business. People patronizing that place. That's right.
Listen, from a customer service standpoint, I totally agree with the texter. I mean, that was a customer service faux pas. You don't say anything to anybody like that.
I don't know. It just sounds like you got that card in Tacoma to me because they will call your ass out for anything.
Oh, it's Puyallup, but you know, which is very far from Tacoma.
Well, there you go. That wouldn't have happened in Bellevue, just saying.
But here I am, like, excited because I got some, like, pistachio nuts. I got my Mother's Day card. I got some Dunkin' Donuts coffee, Keurig cups. I'm, like, feeling nice. Good about my purchases. I put them down, and this woman's like, huh, Mother's Day card, huh? And I was like, damn it. Usually I'll, like, flip it so you can't see what the card's for, and they just have the barcode. I should have done that.
Oh, yeah. Well, now you have an excuse for next year. I mean, Vicky's giving you a good excuse. Oh, no, this is for next year. I like to make sure I'm on time for everything. So I get the card every day after Mother's Day. I don't want to ever forget her. What is she going to say to that?
Or I could say, I'm planning on walking to New York to deliver this card and I got to start tomorrow. So I need the card. Just
yeah, that's a good story, too. Yeah. She'll probably like yell at you for being an idiot. But, you know, I mean, beyond that.
Well, I just looked at her and I'm like, man, like, no, I gotta explain this to this woman. Like, she doesn't understand my family dynamic.
No doubt about it. She has been stiffed by children on Mother. You know what I mean? Everybody tends to project what's going on in their life. And for her to be that upset about you buying a card a day late, okay, so obviously there's some stuff going on with her kids.
Yeah, I just I want to wonder what's going on in like her head later on, like when she gets off of work, like if she's got somebody that she goes home to. How was your day? You won't believe this guy bought a Mother's Day card on the Monday after Mother's Day.
No, I bet you it happens more often than she wants to admit. So at that point, I'm just like, she probably tallies it up and just complains about it.
If not, why do they still have the display?
Oh, you would have been talking to break room. If that was my supermarket, Steve, oh man, I would have been having a blast.
I could have been like, yo, you wouldn't have this problem if you guys weren't so lazy and removed all the Mother's Day cards.
Oh yeah, turn it around on them.
Yeah, you show them, Steve. Yeah, you show them. You know what? If I didn't need this coffee, I'd walk right out of here.
I wish I had like a Christmas card there. I'd go back today and buy a Christmas card.
Nice.
Oh, you just have? Like
just buy a random one every day. Oh. Just stare at her and don't even give her a reason. It's like, oh, why are you getting this? Just stare at her.
Oh, congratulations on your baby. And they're like, oh, baby in your life? I'm like, well, it's just turned 16. I figure I should get one for mom.
Yeah, I figure it's good for my wife. I think I'll appreciate it. Oh, that's so good. Well, yesterday, Mr. Mother's Day did get this one right, but he took way too many guesses.
How many personal fouls can a player receive before getting ejected from an NBA game?
Three?
No.
Two?
No.
Five?
No.
Four?
No.
Six?
Yes.
Good job, Steve.
Knew it.
You got there.
Yeah, you know, listen, you know what? There's only, only so many numbers. And you got them. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Pete Mings. We're going to do that at 648 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I can't afford to pay my bills, how am I going to afford attorneys and bankruptcy fees?
You know, one of the things people ask me all the time as a bankruptcy lawyer is that how am I going to pay all these fees and costs because I'm here because I can't afford to pay my bills? And I, of course, we understand that. I mean, being in the bankruptcy field. But, you know, one of the things to remember is that if you decide, once you make the decision to file bankruptcy, you can stop paying on all of the creditors that are going to be included in the bankruptcy. And those are the funds that you can use that you have been paying your creditors to pay your attorney fees and court costs to get your case filed. And once your case is filed, you're not going to have most of those payments anymore.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.